We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Giluach, Halacha Gimel, laws related to shaving, cutting one's beard, and peis. The pasuk says in the Chumash, Lo yisakifu pa'as roishchem, you should not remove the side curls of your head, the side burns, side curls, whatever it's called, nor should you destroy the beard, the corners of your beard. Al pia maimar mishra de sakina, balikuti arishin simen lamed. This halacha, halacha gimel, just as halacha aleph of this series, is going to be based on Torah lamed and likuti maran chelik aleph. Ayin shom kol hamaimar kuloi meiroishay lesoifoi. Rav Nosnal says, look over that entire chapter in Likutei Moran from beginning to end as a good introduction for this halacha. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas isur giluach ha-peyos v'azokon shehem ha-sairois ha-smuchin la-ponim. What Rabbein Azal discusses there is very much related to our subject of removing the peyos and the beard, which are the hairs that are close to the face. Ki malchus chochmatato hanemar b'maimar hanal hu bechinas sarois bechinas shiura diasvon doy raisa kemuvur hashem heite b'maimar hanal. Because in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbein Azal speaks about malchus, and he calls it chochmatato, and he refers to it as sarois, the hair. And we know that the Hebrew word sarois, shin ayin reish, is similar to the word shiur, which means measurement. Shiura da asvon doiraisa, like the measurements, the shapes and format of the letters of the Torah, as Rabbein Azal explains over there. We know that according to Kabbalah, the oisios are a concept of malchus, and the shape of the oisios, the shape of the letters, is a tzimtzum, it's a midah, it's the constriction which the malchus represents. Malchus is usually a keli, a tzimtzum, a format, a shape. So here also, the hairs represent malchus chochmatato. The brain represents chochma. The hairs are an extension of that, which is referred to as chochmatato, malchus. Shal yidei elu hasairois shem b'chinas tzimtzumim yecholin lahasig hasoga selekusi esporach. Rabbein Azal explains over there that when a person wants to understand Hashem, you have to start from the bottom. You have to start from Chochmotato, which is Malchus, which is Sarois, which is the hairs. The hairs play an important role in a person being able to understand Hashem. V'alkein osur lahashchis Sarois hazokon vapeis. And it's for this reason that a Jew is forbidden to destroy the hairs of the beard and peis, shehem hasarois hasmuchen b'yoser lo'or haponim. They are the hairs that are closest to the face, or to the light of the face. The term oyer haponim, which is a term used throughout Kabbalah, Chassidus, to refer to sechel, chachma. Ki ikar chius hamalchus, shehu b'chinas chachma tato, because as Rabbein Azal explains over there, the main source of life of the Malchus, which is called Chochmatato, the Malchus, comes from the Oyer Haponim, the light of the face, Kaviochel, which shines especially on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. We have that famous Pasuk, Sholosh Pomim Bashono, Yeroe kol zechurcho es penei Hashem aleikecha. 3 times a year, the Jewish males go to the Beis Hamikdash to see the face of Hashem. The penei Hashem shines on the Sholosh Regolim in the Beis Hamikdash. And that penei Hashem represents sechel, chochma, hasoga selukus. V'alkein al yedei hasairois shehem smuchim loy raponim, and therefore, through the hairs that are close to the face and to this oyer haponim, shehem hapeyos v'hazokon, which are specifically the peyos, the sideburns, the side curls, and the beard, על יודום נמשוכים עיקר החוכמה והצמצום של הסוגה סלקוסיס בורך. Through them, a person, through those hairs, through the beard and payas, a person draws seichel, chochma, and the tzimtzum of hasogas lakus, meaning that measure of understanding of Hashem that the person is able to receive, he receives it via the hairs. Via the hairs, which are malchus chochmat hator, and especially those hairs that are closest to the oyer haponim and receive from the oyer haponim. Ki ikar chius hamalchus chochmat hator anal shibchina sarois who may oyer haponim kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal said, the main life, the main source of life of the malchus, which is called chochmat hator, which is hair, comes from the oyer haponim. וזה בחינס זוקון ושתי פיוס כנגד שולש רגולים שבהם מאיר אור הפונים. And that's the symbolism in the beard and the two peyos, those three units correspond to the three holidays during which the אור הפונים shines the most.